Father, Thou alone art the King sitting on the throne of my heart. May I always remember not myself, but Thee. All those who come to me, bless them. Thou art my life, my love, my everything. To Thee I pledge unconditional loyalty. May Thy love shine forever on a sanctuary of my devotion, and may I be able to awaken Thy love in all hearts. As Thou hast given me the will, strength, and power to bring other souls back to Thy grace, those who have wandered, brothers and sisters, straying on the pathway of incarnations, make me the transparent medium through which Thy light enters their hearts, dispelling darkness forevermore. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, I thank Thee from my inmost soul that Thou hast graced my life with Thine omnipresence. Help me to spread Thy message. I want to extol not myself, but Thee. Be Thou the speaker through my voice. May my will always express Thy will. Be Thou the only desire behind all my desires. All Thy devotees who come to me, I offer at Thy feet. Change them, Father. Do for them as Thou wilt. Not my wish, but Thine, for Thou art the Lord of my heart. Thou hast ever blessed me by granting all my prayers. In this closing chapter of my life, be Thou the one life guiding me, giving me the soul longing to place Thee in the hearts of all devotees Thou hast sent me. May Thy greatest blessing be that they remain constantly with Thee, in wakeful hours and in time of sleep and dreams, with Thee ever through eternity, and feeling Thy presence even in this dream of incarnations. Be Thou alone the King, reigning in their hearts. All my love, all my devotion, all my loyalty I pour at Thy feet, for I see the dreams of this life have all passed away, and Thou alone art ever my beloved. May I arouse that love in the hearts of others, that they see Thy presence behind the delusion of this life. What word shall I speak from the sincerity of my heart? The greatest gift I have to bestow on those I love, Thy devotees, is awakening Thy love in their hearts for Thy love's sake. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, no more with word will I pray, but with my heart, the fervor of my intuition, for I know Thou art listening to my voice of prayer and to every call of my soul. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, unite our thoughts at the boundless altar where Thine omnipresence may shine forth. Let us realize that Thou art the true goal we are seeking. Be not indifferent to us, though we be indifferent to Thee. Remember us though we remember thee not. Our loyalty to thee may come and go, but ever art thou the unfaltering friend. Receive the unctuous fervor of our souls. Many times has the nightingale's song of sense pleasures lured away our love from thee. Now accept our undying devotion. We pour the offering of all desires at thy holy feet. O Lord, receive us. Thou wilt not cast us away. Thou art mighty to save thy devotees. We cannot be lost, for we are thine. Thou art the immortal shelter, forsaking us never. Though we have sought the desires and ambitions of this life, we now see they were only thy tests to bring us at last into thine arms. May we not be engrossed in trivial thoughts, moods, and the habits of incarnations. Protect us from ourselves. Test us with delusion, with punishment, if it be thy will. But let us never be oblivious of thy loving presence. Beloved God, I am thine, thou art mine. I am thine, thou art mine, forever and forever and forever. Amen. Behind my devotion, behind my tender perceptions, behind my inmost soul, I perceive thou art evermore. Just behind the atmosphere, just behind the sunshine, just behind my heart, just behind my love, art thou, O infinite. Make us realize that it is thou only that we crave. Make us realize thou art not only in the farthest star, but twinkling in our thoughts, sparkling in our feelings, and vitalizing our will. Thou art our Father, we are thy children. Teach us to love thee as Jesus loved thee, as Mohammed loved, and as Krishna and our great gurus loved thee, O God. Teach us to love thee with the intoxicating love of the saints, that we may realize that thou art the ocean and our love is the wave. Teach us no more to pray with words, but with our souls. Father, break thy vow of silence. Speak to us through our thoughts. May all men realize thy nearness, O God, maker of our tenderest thoughts. Make us in thine image. We offer thee our adoration, our soul yearnings. We invoke thy presence, O God. Open the stars, open the blue, open the doors of blossoms and call our thoughts and feelings and nature and history and show to us thy great presence, Father. Almighty Being, our beloved God, with every cell of our bodies, with every thought of our beings, we long for thee. We offer to thee our devotions. Bless us with calmness and understanding and right efforts, that we may see all the rivers of our desires moving toward thy presence within without,
with burning hearts, with flaming soul, with ardent minds, we lay at thy feet of omnipresence all the flowers of our devotion.
Receive us, O God and Gurus, that we may rejoice with thee in heaven. Free from disease and death, sorrows and trouble, problems and hatred, war and suffering. May all these dream delusions vanish before the light of our communion with thee. Father, Mother, Friend, beloved God, knowing thee, being entranced with the eternal joy of thee, we have no interest in temptations, no fear of any of your tests. Divine Mother, naught your good we are, thy children. You love us unconditionally, and we unconditionally love you. We come to you not as beggars, but as thy children, and we demand that you reveal thyself into us. Reveal thyself. Reveal thyself. Sunder forever the cords of karma that bind us. Nothing can hold us, for we are thy children, heading for our home in thee. With your grace and blessings, on our effort we shall find thee at last. We promise before thee to strive, to give up all lesser desires, that we may concentrate our attention on love for thee. Weeping tears of joyous longing at thy feet. Bless us with the devotion to cry for you in the silence of the night, that Satan will fly away from us, frightened by our cries for thee, frightened by thy response. Protect us in the castle of thy presence. Let not Satan delude us ever. By thy glance of grace, dispel Satan's power and drive him away forever. Our hearts are thine. It is but the beginning of our acquaintance with you, O Lord. The beginning into eternity. We love thee with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strengths, with all our souls. We surrender ourselves unto thee, that our bodies, our minds, and soul be purified by thy presence. Forget thee. Remember us, though remember thee not. Be not indifferent unto us. Free us from the all-consuming delusion and entrance us with thy love alone. Lift us on thy lap, O Mother, cast us not at death's door. All dreams of delusions are finished for me. The dream of this world is over. Lord, thou art the only reality behind this dream world. Thou art the only ambition of my soul, the only goal of my life. Thou art the Guru, the Master, and the Lover, the Friend, and the only beloved I seek. Let the glory of the universal Christ descend upon us. May we feel that presence pouring through our hearts, trickling through our minds, and our hands and feet. Reveal thyself into us. Throughout all pathways of our lives, bless us, thy devotees, that we be not deluded, even for a moment, to settle for anything less than thy love in our hearts. Thou art our true beloved, such a joy, such a bliss, glory is eternal. Where is desire? Where is separation? They fade away before the brilliance of thy avenue joy. O Spirit, what can match thy love? Beloved of my heart, beloved of all hearts, Lord of lords, God of gods, Father, Mother, Friend, beloved God, thy glory is great. I shun everything that does not remain me of thee. I welcome everything that reflects thee. O Spirit Divine, thou hast brought thy devotees here. No word shall I preach, but rather give to them thy love with the bouquet of my heart. Spirit Divine, permeate our heart with thy glory, fill our soul with thy Spirit. Be thou established within us forever. Thou alone, O Spirit, thou alone. We bow to thee again and again. We offer our love at thy roseate feet. With thy joy, O Spirit, pull our consciousness within. Absorb in thy cosmic joy the distracting sensations of the flesh. Delude us not with the little body when thy joy is waiting right behind the veil of silence. With thy help, we'll tear the veil. Delude us no more with thy cosmic delusion, but fill us with thy love, that we may realize thou art the one, the only one we seek. I lay at thy feet, O mighty divine. Thy love alone suffices. Take even my life, this instant, if it is thy wish. I want naught else but thee, only thee. In the hearts of thy devotees, I shall commune with thee. I will waste no time, but use each moment to taste thy name, impressed in the consciousness of all hearts that love thee. That is what I want. Thou who art the eternal treasure of heaven, what more could I desire than the glory of thy Spirit? O Spirit Divine, with my life, with my mind, with all the wisdom and perception I receive from thee and from my beloved Guru, I take again and again the solemn vow in my heart, eternal allegiance to thee, and all my love to devotees who love thee. Spirit, be with us. Be with us. Such a joy. Such a joy. O blessedness of spirits. O blessedness of thy glory. What shall I speak but of thy love? With thy love. That is all I want. Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, awaken in our souls this love that I feel. Let there be no other desire, no other ambition, but to receive and express thy joy, thy wisdom, thy beauty eternal. We live, move, and have our being in thee, O Lord. This body is worthwhile if on the soil of flesh, mind and soul, we sow the seed of thy love and reap the harvest of thy bliss. Beloved Lord, with so much joy and happiness unending locked in our souls, why do we beg for this and that from the world? Bring us to the boundless shores of all fulfillment in Christ consciousness. How many hours, days and years have passed in material pursuit and attachment? O Lord, break down the imprisoning walls of vanity and ego. Destroy the desire for name, fame, and power. Everything we lay at thy feet, beloved one, for we came here on earth to glorify thy name alone. What is the use of our existence here if you do not come unto us? Many incarnations have been wasted. Let it not be true of this one, and bless us to help us make the greatest effort to find thee in this life. O Lord, you have the power to kindle divine love in all hearts. You can bless your devotees with longing for thee night and day. Give us thy love, that we no longer have to call entreatingly to you, that the instant we think of you, our hearts and soul will be choked with thy love divine. I pray for all thy devotees that morning, noon and night, they sing thy name, their holy name, not else. How blessed we are if even for a moment we have sung of thee. In the light of thy name, all our sins vanished, and we dream no more the mortal dream of delusion. We are thy children. The birthmark of infinity is in our souls. Thy kiss of immortality is on our brows. The blessing of thine outstretched hands rest eternally upon us. Make us realize our oneness with Thee. Awaken us permanently from the dream of delusion, that we may remember unceasingly that we are Thine immortal children. Though the nightmares of death and delusion dance around us, we are untouched by them. Let Satan not delude those who are seeking Thee. He is strong, but Your love is greater, omnipotent. One touch of Thy grace can drive Satan from the hearts of all. Father, one or two of those devotees You sent to me have slipped away into delusion's mire. I pray for them. Let none succumb to Satan. I pray that for many here, this long, deep meditation today will mean the last of Satan in their lives. With folded hands, with heart full of joy, we bow to Thee. Oh, such a joy, beloved one. What have I done to deserve this great bliss that filled my beings? I desire to live only to drink Thy name from the chalice of all hearts. Naught else do I crave but Thee. All other desires I have renounced. Everything I lay at Thy feet for Thy love alone. Bless me that I may give Thy love to all, that they also may know Thy love and my goodwill toward them. O Lord, I am but Thy student, Thy disciple. I am here only to speak of Thy love, of remembrance of Thee. Oh, what glory, what joy. Where is there in anything, Lord? What is there in anything, Lord? Everything is but a dream to me. Where is my body? I see too, but a gross dream. O beloved, O God, O Father, Mother, Friend, all the mother love of incarnations is crushed into Thy one love. You are the beloved behind all beloveds, the lover behind all lovers, the friend behind all friends, the relative behind all relatives. I cannot recognize any relationship as greater than my relationship with You. All human relationships are dead without Thee. Make all realize that Thou art the only love, the only reality. I stand on the brink of eternity, ready to jump from the world of delusion into Thee. But I want to take the world with me. Let me not see any face that does not reflect thoughts of Thee and love for Thee, my beloved God. I love all, even though those who are avow themselves my enemies, for I see Thee in every being. Bless me that my hands and feet, my speech, thoughts and feelings be always busy for Thee. May I speak of Thy love to all. It is Thy will that I speak of Thee. Let me spend not a moment away from Thee. Voice of the heart is Thy voice, O God. Expressions of devotion, we hear the echo of Thy voice. Seek not an excuse in our past karma, or in our restlessness to punish us by Thine absence. Come unto us, for we are naught else but Thy children. We demand Thy presence. Let this day of our contact with Thee be a beacon of light on the pathway of life to lead us into Thine everlasting life. Lord God, Heavenly Father, do thou crown our day of communion with the glory of thy presence, so that this day with thee may stand out in contrast to the other days of the year that are spent in almost complete absorption in materiality. Bless us, O Lord, that we begin to love thee so much that every day we become newly intoxicated with thee. So much that on those days when we become restless for the world, we abhor that state of mind. O Divine Spirit, bless us that every day be a day in thy consciousness. Whenever we lapse into material consciousness, make us restless for thee. Reverse the trend of our lives, that when bad habits try to hold our attention on matter, our minds will fly instead to thee. We are restless when we are concerned with the world of matter, but are peaceful when with thee. In ecstatic communion, we are all one with thee. Thou art life, and our love, and all the sweetness that we seek. With all our deepest devotion, we bow to thee. Thou art the master of our hearts. It is up to thee to surrender thyself into us. Even though our devotion is not sufficient, may thou be touched nevertheless by the romance of our sincerity and determination. Reveal thyself unto us all. Heavenly Father, Mother, Friend, Beloved God, Jesus Christ, Baba Jirai Mashaya, Sri Yukteswar, Guru Preceptor, we bow to you all. Heavenly Father, may thy love shine forever on the sanctuary of our devotion, and may we be able to awaken thy love in our hearts. Heavenly Father, leave us not in a pit of temptation when we fail to misuse of thy gift of reason. Spend not a moment away from thee. Destroy me if I forget thee for an instant. I do not want to live without thee. Delude me not with anything. I will not have it. I will not have it. Divine Spirit, what glory, what joy thou art, omnipotence. One glimpse of thy grace can destroy the darkness of ignorance and all bad habits. Save us all. In the presence of thy greatness, I am a little child. I want not to be a teacher, only a humble child at thy feet, O God, and lay everything at thy feet, beloved one. O universal Christ, what joy you have given to us. Why doesn't mankind receive your glory? For without you, the Christ consciousness, no man can live. O infinite Christ, in you I see all the saints shining in star-like luster. You are the sky in which they are glimmering. You are the one, the only one. What joy! O Christ, this day we have called you with all our hearts, and you have come and blessed us all. You have been born to us in physical form, and in spirit, in a cradle of our devotion. What joy I feel, joy, happiness eternal. O Christ, we bow to thee. Beloved God, we pray that every devotee have this experience of divine communion. We cannot live without your presence, without your guidance. You are the power in our hands and speech. You are in every niche of our thoughts and feelings. Yet how you love to hide from us, my beloved Lord. You are all compassionate, so you understand I don't mind my scolding you for hiding yourself. Maybe we, your children, are naughty, but you must not hide from us, for therein begin all of our miseries. Reveal thyself unto us. Be with us. Hide no more. Beloved Lord, hide no more. With folded hands and bowed head and heart, we stand before thee. Receive our humble devotion. Come to us in any form you like, that we may feel thee tangibly. The little time we have left in this life must be spent in conscious awareness of thee. I have renounced everything. Draw only those souls who are seeking thee, or in whom the desire for thee can be kindled. I want not from other human beings, but to talk with thee in them and to quaff their love from the cups of their hearts. The great God, we bow. Jesus, Babaji, Lahiri Mahashaya, Shayuktisvar, our Guru Preceptor, and saints of all religions, we bow to the Christ consciousness in each of you. Om, Om, Om. Heavenly Father, charge our bodies with Christ consciousness. Charge our mind with Christ consciousness. Charge our soul with Christ consciousness. We send forth this prayer into the world that the birth of Christ be widely celebrated every year as we celebrate it today. By communion with Christ consciousness. Whenever, wherever we go, let us speak of this day, that the world may come to observe each year a spiritual Christmas, a day or two before the social Christmas. For Christ was of God, and festivities are of the world. So by meditation we worship Christ in spirit, and by festivities we worship Christ in body. Reveal thyself. Come into us. Come into us, O God. Just as thou dost reveal thyself into Christ, reveal thyself into us. Reveal thyself. Come into me. We bow at thy lotus feet of eternity. O Spirit, reveal thyself. The voice of the heart is thy voice, O God. In our expressions of devotion, we hear the echo of thy voice. Seek not an excuse in our past karma or in our restlessness to punish us by thine absence. Come unto us, for we are not else but thy children. We demand thy presence. Let this day of our contact with thee be a beacon of light on the pathway of life, to lead us into thine everlasting life. Lord God, Heavenly Father, do thou crown our day of communion with the glory of thy presence, so that this day with thee may stand out in a contrast to the other 364 days of the year that are spent in almost complete absorption in materiality. Bless us, O Lord, that we begin to love thee so much that every day we become newly intoxicated with thee, so much that on those days when we become restless for the world, we abhor that state of mind. O Divine Spirit, bless us that every day be a day in thy consciousness. Whenever we lapse into material consciousness, make us restless for thee. Reverse the trend of our lives so that when bad habits try to hold hard our attention on matter, our minds will fly instead to thee. We are restless when we are concerned with the world of matter, but are peaceful when with thee. In ecstatic communion, we are all one with thee, thou art life, and our love and all the sweetness that we seek. With all our deepest devotion, we bow to thee. Thou art the master and of our hearts. It is up to thee to surrender thyself into us. Even though our devotion is not sufficient, may thou be touched nevertheless by the romance of our sincerity and determination. Reveal thyself unto us all. I was made for thee alone. I was made for dropping flowers of devotion gently at thy feet on the altar of the morning. My hands were made to serve thee willingly, to remain folded in adoration, waiting for thy coming. And when thou comest, to bathe thy feet with my tears. My voice was made to sing thy glory. My feet were made to seek thy temples everywhere. My eyes were made a chalice to hold thy burning love and the wisdom falling from thy nature's hands. My ears were made to catch the music of thy footsteps echoing through the halls of space, and to hear thy divine melodies flowing through all heart tract of devotion. My lips were made to breathe forth thy praises and thine intoxicating inspiration. My love was made to throw incandescent searchlight flames to find thee hidden in the forest of my desires. My heart was made to respond to thy call alone. My soul was made to be the channel through which thy love might flow uninterruptedly into all thirsty souls. My mind was made to express thy wisdom. O God, make thyself more tempting than all the temptations of the world, and be thou the only king reigning on the throne of my consciousness. Beloved Lord, let me feel that Thou and I are one. Bless me with ever-increasing awareness of Thy loving presence. And in my tears of love, wash away all darkness within me. Bliss and the joy of my communion with Thee, destroy forever all my illusions. Destroy forever all my illusions, all my attachments to this body and to this mind and to this world, that I may realize deep within myself that thou alone reside, for thou art the doer. And let me feel every moment of my life that not I, but Thou, not I, but Thou, and make me realize that to know that Thou art the sole doer in life lie the value of all my life's experiences. Make my soul fragrant with countless humilities. Bless me, O Lord, so that where there is sorrow, I might bring joy. Where there is ignorance, I may bring wisdom. When there is hatred, I may bring love. Where there is unrest, I may bring peace. O Lord, teach me to surrender myself into Thee. Take possession of my body. Take possession of my mind. Take possession of all my hearts, and take possession of my soul. Make my body omnipresent, that I may realize that I am not this little ego feelings. Identify with a little cage in which my soul is remaining prisoner. Let my mind reflect only Thy wisdom, that I may see no evil, think no evil, feel no evil, talk no evil, but spread nothing but goodness and purity. Fill my heart with longing for Thee, that Thou dost become my only thoughts. Father, we toss and dance on the waves of Thy creation. Make us realize Thy presence beneath the waves of illusion. O Spirit, divert our eyes within to see the vastness of Thy glory beyond all appearances.
we shed our tears of light through the eyes of the stars at the feet of the blue. Father, receive our gathered tears of light to wash thy feet of immortality. From the incense vase of our hearts, we offer unto thee the fragrance of our love. May we not become enthralled by passing desires, but be awakened to thy glory. May we dissolve this dream of delusion and behold thee, the only reality. Make us immortal stars in the firmament of thy being. Tear away the veils that hide thy face from us. Come as a burning light. Come as the glory in the stars. Come as the immortal power of our thoughts. Father, we will never be satisfied with anything except thee. We want thy guidance, thy strength, thy counsel in everything. As often as we think wrongly, let thy whispers in a tower of silence guide us the right path which leads to thee. O God, temple in the sky, temple in our souls and in our thoughts, receive the joy of our souls. Open the gates of wisdom. Destroy the darkness that veils our vision. O Father, bless us with thine intoxicating, ever new joys, supremely satisfying communion. Teach us to drink thee, that every blood cell, every thought, and every feeling may become saturated with thy joy and have their pleasure thirst quenched forever. Eternal light, pour down through our thoughts, through our feelings, and through our emotions. Eternal love, pour down through our love and make us feel thy presence. Eternal power, pour down through our wisdom and enflame us with thy consciousness. May the spirit of the dawn, the spirit of infinite light, abide with us, saturating our soul with the infinite consciousness. Come down, O Spirit, on the altar of our hearts. Come on the altar of our calmness. Come on the altar of our love. The altar is ready with new-grown flowers of devotion, saturated with the musk of our age-long love. Come into the temple of silence. Come into the temple of quietness. Bless us with the assurance of thy presence. Father, not your good, we are thy children. Alone we came on earth, and alone we go. Thou, the spiritual hunter, hast always pursued us, but we have fled from thee through dark, titanic gloom. All things have betrayed us because we have betrayed thee. Open the stars, open the portals of the moon, show us thy beauteous face. O tremendous love, hiding behind the dusk of evening and the gloom of night,
hiding behind the mighty dawn, come out, receive our soul's devotion. With the toil of passions, with the glory of the mind and the depths of our devotion, and the burning language of our hearts, we pray thee, come unto us. Reveal thyself, for we are thine. No more would we worship thee, hiding behind the veils of nature. Show us thyself as thou art, crossing the sky and earth and the billows of the sea, bounding over the vast thoughts within. O thou silent river of life, show thyself. Teach us to swim in thee. Father, glorious Father, hear my prayer, that those who are really devoted, those who are really willing to learn this great truth, may find at the end of the trail the supreme goal, thyself. O beauty of all beauties, O fragrance of roses, O perfume of kindness, O strength of wills, O strength of our wills, O intelligence of our reason, O light of our wisdom, O love of our devotion, O life of our life, O mind of our minds, O heart of our hearts, O spirit of our souls, receive the love of our souls. Reveal thyself more and more in our hearts. We think of thee, O sweet nectar, with all our thoughts, with all our love, we think of thee. With all our remembrance, we try to remember thee. O beauty of beauties, beloved of our hearts, reveal thy face of dauntless immortality and omniscience. May we follow thee in everything, for thou art the guru, the preceptor, and the mind that sees all. Thou art the vehicle, thou art everything, naught else exists, for thou art all in all. Bless us with thy consciousness, that thy light may dawn upon us, that we know thou art in us evermore, as eternal joy. Divine Father, in our time of silence, we have made a garden for thee, decorated with the blossoms of our devotion. Come thou, O Spirit, into the tale of our peace. Make us realize that thou art our evermore. Make us realize that thou art ours evermore. We are the children of immortality, sent to this earth, moving on the pathway of incarnations. But Father, we have torn our feet on the bramble of sorrows and suffering. We want to go home, back to dimension, where no sorrow reigns, where no poverty dwells, and where death and sickness do not gamble with our lives. Bless us, that we may increase our willingness and intensity and zeal to seek thee with love for thee. With the incense of the breeze we worship thee, our Heavenly Father, who art within our hearts, nearest to the near. We wash thy feet of eternity with the crystal tears of our persistence. May all dark corners of our mind be brightened by thy presence. Lead us from the oblivion of materiality, the consciousness of